Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name's Macy and speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Macy. This is Joseph with the Legal Intake Center. I have a Miss Francisca Galvin. Last name is G-A-L-V as in Victor, A-N as in Nancy. And her best phone number is 702-553-6881. And she needs assistance with her hair relaxer claim.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes. Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Other than the one I just spoke to, no, I don't know.
Okay. Right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
And have you used hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with any cancers after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Which type of cancer was it?
Ovarian. But I'm cancer-free now.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Oh. And when were you diagnosed?
Back in 2023.
In 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 52. It was before my birthday.
Wow. Okay. 52. And do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
No. And did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
No, not prior.
Not prior to being diagnosed?
No. Yes, prior. I'm sorry. You threw me off when you said prior. Yes.
That's okay. And how many times per year would you say you were using the hair relaxer?
I'll say 5 to 6 times.
6 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And are you a
Sometimes
resident?
Sometimes more than that.
Okay, more than that as well. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and do you know of anyone else who was also affected by the hair relaxer?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
8/23/70.
And do you remember when you first started using hair relaxer? What year?
Yeah, it was like in 2013.
2013. And when did you stop?
Like when I got diagnosed.
Okay, so in 2023?
Mm-hmm.
And what state were you using the hair relaxer in?
I was in Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada.
Nevada. And how often were you applying the product? Was it weekly, monthly, 4 times a year, or?
Yeah, it was like every 3 months. You know, new growth and, yeah.
Okay. And how many consecutive years would you say you've used hair relaxer for?
I would say within at least those 10 years.
And was this, were you using the hair relaxer at home or was it at a salon or both?
I would say both. Because when I went to go get my hair done, they would sometimes do it until they started charging me too much. Did not do it at home.
Oh, right. And when you did it at home, where were you purchasing the hair relaxer from? What stores?
Sally Beauty Supply.
And do you remember the salon where you were getting it done?
I didn't have a specific one. I was doing it somewhere everywhere. A couple of them closed, but you know.
Okay. And then did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the hair relaxer regularly for at least 1 year?
I didn't feel anything like the first year. No, the first year I didn't. That was so long ago, I can't recall. But I don't think I felt anything until like later on, much later.
Okay, so you were diagnosed more than 2 years after you first started using hair relaxer?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And then do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
Rex, maybe. I think it's Mabey.
Maybe. And that's on 2881 North Tenaya Way.
Yes. No, it's Summerlin Hospital Medical Center, Summerlin Medical Center. It's on Town Center Drive.
Town Center Drive.
I think the address was 657 Town Center Drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 657 North Town Center Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And then, do you remember the brand name products you were using?
African Pride, that's all I used.
African Pride.
Yes.
African Pride. Right. And then, as far as your treatment, did you receive any chemo or radiation, any type of medical treatment?
Chemo.
Chemo.
Yeah, chemo, and they gave me morphine for pain.
And do you remember your last treatment date?
No, I don't.
Do you know what year it was?
No, I don't recall. I don't want to give you a wrong date, you know what I mean? I don't recall.
Okay. Do you remember your treating doctor's name or was it the same doctor?
It was the same doctor.
Same doctor. And you don't have a specific estimate of when your last treatment might have been?
No, I don't.
Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
I could get a copy. See, when I moved, and when I moved, I left a lot of stuff behind, and some of that stuff was left in there. So, but I can get copies of everything through my doctor. I can go to the doctor and get copies of all that.
Okay. Yeah, okay, because I would need to know the specific treatment date.
Okay. Well, I can get copies from the doctor. You gotta give me some time because the doctor I was with all they're in, I guess, on vacation over there. So I gotta wait until they come back and call because I tried calling them before to get some more information before, like maybe a week or two, and they said they were on vacation. So
Oh, I see.
as soon as as soon as they come back, I can go ahead and get that information for you.
Okay. Well, then
Shouldn't be
I'll leave.
long.
Okay. Then we can at least get some more information before.
Okay.
Okay. And then I have your first name spelled FRANCISCA.
Yes.
And then last name GALVAN.
Yes, that is correct.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
It's female.
Thank you. And then what is your primary contact email?
It's I'm sorry. It's FRANQ as in Queen I123 at gmail.com.
Thank you. And then this is your main cell phone number.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then what is your current home address?
5355 South Rainbow Boulevard. And that's apartment 167, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118.
118, and that was apartment 167.
Yes.
Okay. Let me make sure I have everything else that we need.
Okay.
Okay. And then what is your social?
And it's 337-621-2294.
294. All right. And then I'm also going to send you a text right now for my direct line. So whenever you get a chance to get those records, you can let me know and I can give you a call back from that number. But that is pretty much all I need from you. So it's just the treating dates.
Okay, the last treatment date is
Yes.
what you need. Okay. All right, I'll get that.
Okay, and then I'll send you a text with that information, and then whenever you're ready, let me know and I can give you a call back to finish it.
Okay, sounds good. We'll do that.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right, so all I have to do is get the records, get that last date information, and then text you back at the text you just sent me, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Will do. What is
Okay.
your name?
My soon.
Can you spell that for me?
Yes, it's MYSOON.
Okay, my son. Okay, all right, my son. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.